Mark Scar on KIOW, proud to welcome back Jerry Krochak. Jerry is the Director of Corporate and Media Relations for Country Thunder Music Festivals. Jerry, how are you, my friend?
Tired, but good. Sort of, basking in the glow. We had a great weather weekend, which was terrific. It sort of threatened, and then, this golden sphere kept coming out right around the time where it mattered. So came through unscathed, and turned out to be a really good weekend.
Yeah. What were the highlights for you? Who did you think really knocked it out of the park?
When it comes to the headliners, Lee Bryce stood out for me. He just sort of had a magical night. He was having a birthday. Crowd was singing to him. Just one of those things where everything was on. The band sounded great. He was in terrific voice. The set list was magic, and the fans ate it up. I thought he really stood out. Kip Moore was no slouch, but I thought Lee Bryce was the best act of the headliners this weekend.
I think he had two or three birthdays last weekend. It was kind of weird.
It was a happy coincidence. There was a lot of leftover birthday cake for us, which was nice.
I think Kip Moore and maybe Cameron Marlowe, I think, too. What'd you think of the new folks? I know you told me before you really think a lot of Cameron.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we heard a lot about it for the people that were at the time where he went on. It was a really, really relaxed vibe. The weather was good, and people kind of actually sat back, paid attention, and listened. Artists of that kind of power, with vocally and songwriter wise, are worth standing back and listening. Not every country artist is about jumping around and lively, frantic energy. He was amazing. I really liked as well was Lainey Wilson. Jackson Dean did his job as well. So, definitely going to be watching those guys and girls and seeing what happens in their futures.
And I heard a lot of good things about Trace Adkins, too.
Yeah. He's got that aura about him. Up there does what he does. He's got that booming voice, and he certainly did his job. A lot of great comments on Travis Tritt and Sawyer Brown as well.
Certainly. So from here, I think you're getting ready to go to Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, it gets bigger and better throughout summer. Wisconsin's one we look forward to. We had amazing weather there last year, and we hope that streak continues. It's one of the most beautiful and iconic festival sites that we have, and expecting very big crowds there. And we certainly invite our Iowa fans to come up. It's not too far. 5 hours by car, Mark. Come on.
Right. And who's headlining that particular festival?
We've got our friend Morgan Wallen. We've got Florida Georgia Line. And then our pals from Iowa join right in as well, Chris Young and Lee Bryce. I'm going to tell those folks to get ready for Lee Bryce because he could be the sleeper of the weekend.
There you go. You have some inside intel now that you've seen it lately. So, as always, it's been a pleasure working with you folks, and I'm sure we'll do it again.
Can't wait. Just want to, give a shout out to these amazing fans that were here all weekend long, and the lively camping fraternity. They're amazing as always. It was a great time, and the party went well past the time the headliner walked off stage, and we salute Iowa.
Fantastic. Jerry, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Can't wait to see you again.
Jerry Krochak is Director of Corporate and Media Relations for Country Thunder Music Festivals. A little afterglow action here on KIOW.